Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 71. Clear skies overnight with a low around 47. Sunny and breezy Thursday with a high of 68. Southwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Partly cloudy with a low around 34 Thursday night. Cooler on Friday, sunny with a high of 52, then staying clear over Friday night with a low around 30. And sunny and 62 throughout Saturday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 39 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Trace Tall. Suspicious mail prompted a hazmat team response at Topeka's Memorial Hall, forcing an evacuation of the building that houses several state offices. At around 11:50 yesterday morning, the Kansas Highway Patrol alerted that Memorial Hall at 10th and Jackson Avenue had been evacuated. The building houses the Attorney General's office as well as the Secretary of State's office. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation noted that the mail had been addressed to the Secretary of State's office. Law enforcement authorities investigating a shooting in rural Pottawatomie County have made an arrest. During the investigation, deputies identified a suspect identified as 35-year-old Matthew R. Young of rural Wamego. With the assistance of the Riley County PD, deputies located Young in Manhattan, arrested him on requested charges of attempted murder in second degree. The sheriff's office did not release the name of the victim. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Looking for a career to fulfill your personal and professional goals? Serving part-time in the Kansas Army National Guard may be your perfect fit. We live here, we work here, we serve here. The Guard will pay you to train the skills you need to excel in critical job roles. With over 130 career paths available, you're sure to find the right job for you. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community in emergencies. Learn more at nationalguard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
It's the peak rutting or mating season for deer, and state law enforcement urge motorists to be extra cautious of deer as you're driving. The Kansas Department of Transportation say deer movement increases at an exponential rate this time of year. State experts give these deer safety tips, including if you see one deer, expect others, as deer seldom travel alone. Do not swerve to avoid hitting a deer. Motorists could then veer into oncoming traffic, run off the road, hit objects, or overturn. And use bright headlights when there is no oncoming traffic, and scan for the reflective eyes of deer. Barton County law enforcement authorities are investigating a suspect in connection with threats involving a witness in an upcoming court case. Shay Emig, 48, of Great Bend, made specific heinous threats of violence to a victim and referenced a previous and pending court case. Officers located Emig and arrested him on requested charges of aggravated intimidation of a witness and battery. Emig was booked into jail on a $40,000 bond. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you, Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Trace Tall. A Florida trucker will be in Buffalo County Court accused of hauling a bulk load of marijuana across Nebraska. 61-year-old Peter Jersey of Clearwater, Florida, was arrested this past weekend on I-80 near the Gibbon exit. A trooper observed his semi driving erratically and stopped him, and during the search, the trooper discovered three pallets of cardboard boxes in the trailer, and the boxes contained 18 bags of marijuana, each weighing 1.4 pounds. The Gearing City Council has approved Keno funds to be used for the Riverside Discovery Center. During Monday's meeting, the Gearing City Council heard and approved taking action on allowing the Riverside Discovery Center to accept $15,000 in Keno funds. The zoo will have 1 year to use the money as part of its $55,000 renovation plan that will see renovations and updates to its large cat exhibits. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Did you know you can choose your family? AgriGold is proud to offer 6 different genetic families and a dedicated team that can simplify your seed selection process. When you choose AgriGold, you partner with the only choice for elite seed and top-tier service. That means access to unique genetics playbook and a team that asks the right questions to know your needs. Pick the seed that gets the most from every acre next season. Contact Cottage Hill Ag Supply or Helena Agri Enterprises to place your AgriGold order today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and heard a request from Pony Express Partnership for Children to waive a site plan requirement for a move from the Lincoln Center to the adjacent Head Start building on the same block. Recent changes with Head Start not renewing have made the move necessary for financial reasons. Utilizing the Pony Express Partnership for Children-owned building, which would eliminate rent on the current facility. Director April Todd noted the mission of the organization as a family resource center and highlighted the recent initiation of Bright Beginnings Child Care through a grant award. The site plan would involve a zoning change. The mayor and council showed interest, but noted that a site plan waiver could not be initiated by council and the issue would need to go before planning and zoning. Custer House Museum board members requested consideration for extended winter hours and were told that Jill Schmidt, who serves as a guide, cannot exceed 1,000 hours annually without increasing benefits and other costs as a full-time city employee. Discussions will continue. Marysville Chamber and Main Street Director Wayne Cruzy updated council on tourism and chamber-related activities for Christmas. That was followed by a recommendation to hire Cruzy permanent full-time as city convention and tourism director at an annual salary of $45,000 from bed tax funds. That recommendation was approved unanimously by City Council. Bids for manhole repairs were tabled with significant costs expected for the sewage lagoons and wetlands expansion. Previous bids were significantly higher than engineering estimates, and a recent rebid included 3 returned, with the lowest bid below a $250,000 estimate. Consensus was to delay the project for a year or two as funding allows. Discussion from the interim city administrator included an observation that sewage utility revenues generated may not currently be sufficient to fund multiple larger projects and should be reviewed. Approval was given for purchase of a house at 105 South 4th Street for $42,600. The property is the only remaining residence on the city-owned block, which includes the water plant and city shop. Progress reports were heard on several nuisance properties, including extensions at 406 and 502 Jenkins and 819 Pony Express Highway. On a 4-3 vote, council upheld condemnation of a property at 205 Calhoun, which the owner disputed. Marysville Public Library will host a houseplant care meeting and swamp Thursday, 12:15. Kelsey Hattisall with K-State Research and Extension will share how to care for houseplants. Participants may bring along a plant to share snips. Marshall County Railroad Historical Society, which owns and operates the Central Branch Railroad from Waterville East to the Big Blue River, was presented Monday with a We Can Award from the Kansas Sampler Foundation, recognizing 24 years in preservation efforts on the 12-mile stretch of rail. A number of volunteers were on hand for the presentation. The Sampler Foundation mission is to preserve and sustain rural culture in the state of Kansas. Heartland Bank has entered into an agreement to purchase the State Bank of Odell. Regulatory approvals are expected by year-end, with the Odell and Diller locations transitioning into Heartland Bank branches. Heartland Bank's headquarters based in Geneva, Nebraska, with a presence at 13 locations in the Cornhusker State. Twin Valley Christmas Cheer in the Pines annual fundraiser is Friday in Waterville. Operation Christmas Child. Donations can be dropped off this week.
Operation Christmas Child provides shoeboxes filled with small toys, hygiene items, and school supplies as a means of reaching out to children. And each shoebox is a gift with a child who may have never have received a gift in their life. In Marshall County, there's a drop-off location in Waterville, Kansas, at the United Methodist Church down there. In Washington, Kansas, there's a drop-off location there at the Washington Christian Church. There's a drop-off location at the church in Sebessa, the Northridge Church. If people don't have the opportunity to get a shoebox, they can go online, type into their search engine, build a shoebox online, and it would cost $25 for that, and that covers the shipping and everything.
James L. Sloan, age 84, of Greenleaf, passed away November 6th. Funeral arrangements pending with a ward funeral home in charge for James Sloan. Michelle R. Morris, age 54, of Greenleaf, passed away November 7th. Ward funeral home in charge of arrangements for Michelle Morris. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, turkey tetrazzini, garlic bread, broccoli, and diced peaches. Tomorrow, barbecue chicken, sweet potatoes, coleslaw, and fruited jello. TNDY News Time, 7:15.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance in Beatrice have sold, and the new owners take over the end of November. As a small token of appreciation for 53 years of support, Stan and Judy Meyer will offer 100% of proceeds from all Ashley furniture, bedding, and accessory sales this Thursday to the food pantries at Marysville, Wymore, Beatrice, and Fairbury. One day only, Thursday, November 16th. 100% of Ashley store sales, excluding sales tax, will support food pantries. Thanks for your support.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower to mid-70s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Breezy throughout Thursday, sunny with our highs in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Southwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And mostly clear skies end of Thursday night with our lows in the upper 20s and upper 30s. Northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Cooler on Friday, sunny with our highs in the lower to mid-50s, then staying clear into Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. A bit warmer throughout Saturday, more sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid-60s, then partly cloudy skies over Saturday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. There will be a chance for some rain showers on Sunday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s, and more rain may continue into Sunday night with our lows in the mid-30s and lower 40s. Scattered showers into Monday, cloudy with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s, and mostly cloudy and in the 30s Monday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-November 55, record high on this date 79. The average low 32 and the record low is 2 degrees. Sunrise this morning 7:09, sunset this evening at 5:14. It's 41 degrees. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 15th of November. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Reflections in downtown Marysville will have fall and Thanksgiving items 50% off from now until November 25th. Outdoor decor, doormats, cards, and anything that shouts fall is now 50% off. This holiday season and Small Business Saturday, remember to shop local and shop Reflections.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Elton Dan and the Rocket Band coming to the Waterville Firehouse Friday, November 17th for a fundraising event supporting Twin Valley Developmental Services. Featuring an exclusive VIP performance prior to the main event. Only 50 VIP tickets available. Get your ticket now online at charityauction.bid/CCITP2023.
Mount Calvary Lutheran Church Marysville annual Soup Day Craft and Bake Sale will be Thursday, November 16th, serving chicken noodle, vegetable, chili, and some potato soup, plus sandwiches, sloppy joes, homemade pies, and desserts. Serving 11 to 7 Thursday inside the Handicapped Accessible Fellowship Hall. Call ahead or for delivery orders, phone 562-2046. Pick up orders at the west side of the Fellowship Hall. Soup Day at Mount Calvary, Marysville, Thursday, November 16th, 11 to 7. Marysville Area Community Theater will present Four Old Broads Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, November 17th through the 19th in the Marysville High School Auditorium. Four Old Broads showing Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30 with a Sunday matinee at 2 in the Marysville High School Auditorium.
Buying a house? Could things seem scary? Don't panic. You have a champion behind you. Marshall County Abstract and Title Company at 1110 Broadway Street in Marysville is here to fight for your property rights. When you are ready to purchase real estate, you just can't have anyone better on your side than Marshall County Abstract and Title Company. If you need help with any and all aspects of your real estate transactions, stop by our office any weekday from 8:30 to 5 and get the advice you need. Or call 562-3071. Relax. We are here to help.
Blood boiling in the NBA Cup. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. The association's inaugural in-season tournament continued last night. In San Francisco, a scuffle in the Warriors' T-Wolves tilt produced 5 ejections, including Klay Thompson and Draymond Green. The T-Wolves would capitalize on the depleted Warriors.
Kyle Anderson, the offensive rebound, saves it out to Conley. Up top, Towns, catch and shoot 3. Yes!
A call on KFAN, Carl Anthony Towns led all scorers with 33 points. The Timberwolves make it 7 straight wins, 104-101 your final. After being shoved to the ground by Anthony Davis of the Lakers in the first quarter, leading to double technicals, Santi Aldama of the Grizzlies finished with a career-high 24 points, but it wasn't even close to enough to rescue the Grizzlies.
Jumps it into Anthony Davis, top of the key, Russell, another 3. Good again.
As heard on 710 ESPN LA, D'Angelo Russell had 24 points in the Lakers 134-107 drubbing of Memphis. More from the NBA in-season tournament. Denver hosting the struggling Clippers. The Joker finding Aaron Gordon late to continue the Clippers' woes.
Jokic, pull bad pass. Joker dumps it to Gordon. Dumps it behind his head.
Altitude Sports Radio with the call. Nuggets win 111-108. The Clippers winless since acquiring James Harden last month. The Pelicans took down the Mavericks 131-110, while Chet Holmgren and the Thunder dominated Wembanyama and the Spurs 123-87. College hoops, top-ranked Kansas almost upset by number 17 Kentucky, but Hunter Dickinson wouldn't have any of it.
Downloaded Dickinson, muscles it up and in. Kansas by 3.
The call on ESPN, Dickinson had 27 points and 21 rebounds, leading Kansas to an 89-84 win. An upset at USC.
Collier rakes it from behind, but it goes to UCI. 3 from the corner. The dagger goes down.
On the Pac-12 radio network, unranked UC Irvine stuns 16th-ranked Southern Cal 70-60 the final. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Check out the 11th annual pre-Thanksgiving gun show, November 18th and 19th at the National Guard Armory in Marysville. Doors open at 9 a.m. both days, running until 5 p.m. on Saturday and until 3 p.m. on Sunday. Join for biscuits and gravy, smoked meats, breakfast burritos, and more both days. 100% of the profits go to the Trail Life USA Grand Canyon and a Rocky Mountain High Adventure trip. Contact Buster Schmitz at 785-713-2298 with any questions. Hope to see you all at the 11th annual pre-Thanksgiving gun show, November 18th and 19th at the Marysville National Guard Armory.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network Community Hoosier as we start off a Wednesday, middle of the week today. We saw things wrap up on Tuesday yesterday, kind of mixed really across the board. Not a lot of gains, not a lot of movement, but just kind of mixed all over. Corn was slightly higher, wheat was slightly lower on the day. We'll see what's in store for the middle of the week when markets open up here in just a little bit. Starting off with your corn market last night, December corn wrapped up 1 cent higher, sitting at 478 and a quarter. March corn was up by 1.5 cents at 494 and a quarter of a cent. In the wheat market, they were on the other side of the coin. December KC wheat down 1¾ cents yesterday to 639 and three quarters. March was down 2.5 cents at 649 and a half a cent. In the oats market, not a lot of movement there. December unchanged yesterday, finishing at 356 and a quarter. March oats were down a quarter at 373 and a quarter of a cent. In your soybean market, slightly higher on the day yesterday there. November was up a half a cent to 13.68 and a half. January was in the green by 7 1/4 at 13.89 and 3/4 of a cent. Soybean meal, December was up 4 1/2 at 4.73.60 with the January in the green a buck 80 at 4.55 and 60 cents. Most of the later futures there were all in the red. And the soybean oil market, December was up $1.21 at 72.75. January was up $1.26 at 51.96. Looking in your canola market yesterday, we saw January finish $12.80 higher at 713.90. November was off the board at 682.30 there. And the cotton market was up $1.20 to 78.68. Looking over in your livestock yesterday, mostly higher in the cattle market. December finished 92 cents in the green at 175.85. The January feeder cattle were in the green 70 cents at 229 even. Lean hog struggled just a bit yesterday, down $1.05 to 72.30. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
There will be a land auction, 388 acres more or less in Logan Township, north of Herkimer, selling for the Lawrence Tony Starr Trust. Friday, November 17th, sale begins at 10 a.m. at the Herkimer Community Center. Sold in three tracts. Tract 1 is 154 acres more or less, 106 acres cropland. Farm is terraced, then in a mile and beam crop rotation, 41 acres grassland, mostly hayed. 6 acres waterways with an older farmstead on 5+ acres. Tract 2 is 155 acres, more or less, 85 acres cropland, planted, bean and milo rotation, 71 acres mostly grassland, consists of hay ground, a watershed pond, an easement, waterways, and an older farmstead along 6th Road. Tract 3 in Logan Township, 77 acres, more or less, 21 acres planted crop this season. Farm's been in a bean and milo crop rotation with 56 acres grassland with hay ground, timber, and watershed easement. These tracts north of Herkimer and Logan Township will sell at auction Friday, November 17th, 10 a.m. at the Herkimer Community Center. For inspection, contact Olmsted Real Estate, Rob Olmsted, or Tom Olmsted. Olmsted Real Estate will be the auctioneer.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. As the end of the year gets closer, farmers and ranchers should probably be looking into their financial paperwork. K-State agricultural economist Robin Reed previews an upcoming tax strategy program, Tax Strategies for Midwestern Farm and Ranch Women. She begins by discussing the dates for the program and who it can benefit.
So this program is going to be delivered with Zoom. So you'll be able to do it at home at your leisure. If you miss one of the live sessions, we will also have the recordings that you can listen to at any time if you registered for the program. But this series is really focusing on tax strategies and specifically for Midwestern farm and ranch women. Now we say women as this is a USDA funded program, but just know this program and what we'll be covering in it would be applicable to all kinds of farms and all kinds of farmers. So the program dates for this are November 28th, December 5th, and December 12th. So it's going to be every Tuesday night running from 6:30 to 8 o'clock Central Time for 3 weeks in a row. But we will be hitting a little different topic each of the three nights.
Each class will present various topics related to tax strategies. Reed gives insight on what information will be covered.
The first night, we're really going to focus on just an introduction to taxation on farm and ranches. Basically, what are income taxes? What is a Schedule F? What's cash versus accrual accounting? The second class, we're really going to get into those Schedule F basics. So Schedule F being what a farmer would report their farm and ranch taxes on. That's the IRS form that they use. So we're going to really cover that in detail, but also talk about how do you choose an accountant and other things like that specific to the Schedule F. So really all three classes are going to build on each other, really give a good overview of farm and ranch taxation. And the reason we're doing it this time of the year, really between Thanksgiving and Christmas, is so some of these tools are known before the end of the year and some of that advanced tax planning can be done.
She mentions where producers can register and find more details about this event.
So registration is $30, and that includes the entire series, so all three meetings included in that $30. The easiest way to find it is go to our website, agmanager.info, and on our events page, you will see it listed. Again, the title is Tax Strategies for Midwestern Farm and Ranch Women.
That was Kansas State University agricultural economist Robin Reed on a program that can help farmers and ranchers learn about tax strategies. As Reed mentioned, find more information about tax strategies for Midwestern farm and ranch women at www.agmanager.info. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock town bull sale Wednesday, November 15th, starting 11 a.m. There will be 175 Angus black white face first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 60-day-old calves by side. 200 black-white face and red Angus cows, 3 to 8 years old. They'll have August through October calves. There'll be 130 black, red Angus and Hereford first and second calf heifers bred for January through March calving. We'll have over 300 black-white face, red Angus and Hereford cows. There'll be spring calving cows, including 4 dispersals. These cows are 3 to 8 years old. They'll be bred for February through April calving. There'll also be 17 Angus, Hereford, and Balancer bulls. They'll be 18 months to 3 years of age. For more information on the special cow sale to be held Wednesday, November 15th, starting 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, sunshine 41. We'll look for highs around 70 again for today.
Can our brains do any worthwhile learning while we are asleep? Some new research says it may not be just a pipe dream. Details on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, November 15th. It is the 319th day of the year, and artist Georgia O'Keeffe was born on this day in 1887. Some people believe that our brains can subconsciously ingest all kinds of information while we sleep. It was once a brief fad, for example, to listen to language tapes while sleeping or try to catch up on a missed college lecture. It rarely, if ever, worked, of course, but some new research indicates it's not just pie in the sky. Experiments show we are able to recognize certain patterns more quickly when first exposed to them during sleep. You won't learn conversational French while snoozing, but with the right stimulus, it might be possible to give your brain cells a nudge in the right direction. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Trace Tall. Number one Kansas men's basketball team completed a second-half comeback to remember in Chicago last night, taking down number 17 Kentucky 89-84 in the State Farm Champions Classic. The Jayhawks ended the first half, they were down 7 points, but ended up outscoring the Wildcats 48-36 in the second half to claim the victory. The Jayhawks' Hunter Dickinson had 27 points along with 21 rebounds. Also, Dwan Harris Jr. scored a career-high 23 points and added in 7 assists. KU is now 3-0 on the season and will next head to Honolulu for the Maui Invitational. The first game will be against Chaminade on November 20th at 8 o'clock. The game will be broadcast on ESPNU. The Emporia State Hornets football team was selected to play in the Funtown RV Heritage Bowl in Corsicana, Texas. Emporia State will take on Southern Nazarene out of Bethany, Oklahoma in this year's bowl game. The game will be played on Saturday, December 2nd. Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State fans, $2 day at women's basketball is Sunday, November 19th when we take on Big Ten foe Wisconsin. General admission tickets are only $2 to this matchup when you purchase in advance. Order yours now and make sure to stop by the concession stand for $2 select concessions while supplies last. Secure your $2 tickets by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
Substate football action Friday, 8-man Division 2. Axtell entertains Frankfort live on KNDY FM 95.5.
KNDY.
No matter what I do, I can't make you happy. Though I go to great lengths to do your will. If you say hurry, girl, I make it snappy. Trying hard to keep your wishes filled. But I'm getting tired and feeling real discouraged from being pressured underneath your thumb. So here's a message you can give your mama. Starting now, I'm looking out for number one. Lord, everyone around me, I've tried so hard to please. Still the only one unhappy, feeling broken down is me. But things are gonna change with each new saying, son. Starting now, I'm looking out for number one. My moaning mirror, there's a stranger in there staring back at me. He tells me every day it's getting clearer.